Hello, ladies and gentlemen. This is Zaid Al-Nafousi calling from QNB Financial Services. I would like to welcome everyone to Qatar Cinema and Film Distribution Company fourth quarter 2020 financial results conference call. It is my pleasure to introduce from the company, Mr. Abdulrahman Najdi, he's the general manager, Mr. Jamaluddin Al-Banna, finance manager, and Wala Sayyid, the investors relations officer. We will start this conference call with a presentation on the company's performance for the year, followed by the questions and answers session. I will now hand over the call to Mr. Jamaluddin Al-Banna to get us started. Please go ahead, sir.
Ladies and gentlemen, good afternoon. To our beloved and honor, and on behalf of Qatar Cinema Company, very name, welcome you, and we present to you the annual report, which includes a brief presentation of the most important performance indicator and financial results during the year 2020. With regard to the company's financial performance in the fiscal year ending on December 31st, 2020, the net profits amount to 4,952,159 compared to an amount of 6,389,662 for the same period of the previous year. Earnings per share reached 0.079, while earnings per share reached 0.102 for the same period in the 2019. The net profit for the year ended December 31, 2020, decreased by a combined 22% compared to the same period in 2019, due to the following reasons. One, the outbreak of the COVID-19 imposed on the government to take a package of procedure including the closure of cinemas during the period from March to August 2020. Then the cinema resumed their activities from September 2020, based on the reduction of the capacity by 30% of the capacity of the theater. In addition, to not allow the youth under the age of 18 and then adjusted age under 16. This measure affects the total revenue of the theater during the year 2020, as amounted to 1,527,406 compared to 7,116,766 for the same previous year, at the rate of approximately 79%. Second, adopting of the new financial standard number 16 related to the leases, which was applied to Qatar Cinema lease contract. The outbreak of the COVID-19 involved on a country to take a package of precautionary action and measures, such as isolation, quarantine, closure of the sea and land borders, and suppression of the supply, which negatively affected Qatar Cinema budget, as the contracts related to the supply of display devices such as projectors, screens, furniture, and capital equipment were made with the company based in Turkey and United Arab Emirates, and required the attendance of technicians from this company to Doha to carry out the installation and commissioning work and train the company's part. These procedures caused delay in the completion of the work and thus led to a delay in opening the cinema according to the agreed demand. In addition, the company commitment to pay the monthly rent. Number three, the revenue of the comparative year 2019, including other revenue as a result of judgment in the favor of the company in disputes related to the end of service benefit for some employees, an amount of 788,960 in addition to the amount of 249,753 the distribution of Doha Bank profits for the year 2018 and no cash dividend for the year 2019. And this leads a decline in the return on investment profit in security market. Number four, the decline in rental income, which constitutes the largest share of the company's total income at the rate of approximately 7%. This views the challenge that the real estate sector faces due to the impact of coronavirus outbreak causing the global economy paralyzing as the other aviation, air transportation and tourist sector have suffered heavy losses, in addition to the impact on restaurants. This factor forced the company to reduce 20% of other airlines' contracts, which is the backbone of the rent income. The rent income of the commercial offices decreased by about 2%. The rent income of shops decreased by about 2%, and so was the rent income of residential buildings by about 5%. According to Ambit of foregoing, the net income of the real estate activity for the year 2020 amounted to 15,104,961 compared to 16,179,005 for the same previous year. The liquidity volume of the company decreased by the end of the September 2020 by 9,405,193 approximately 29% compared to the end of the December 2019, as the cash in hand at the end of December 2019 amounted to 32,862,340. This is due to the payment of 53 of the working loan balance, in addition to the long-term investment represented in Qatar Tino project, which will generate more future revenue, which has increased the company revenue. Dear ladies and gentlemen, based on the financial results achieved for this year, the board of directors is believed to submit to the agenda of the company annual general meeting a recommendation to distribute cash dividend at the rate of 10% of the nominal value of the share, at the rate of 10 after the real per share. Thank you all for joining us today. We value your participation and are ready for any question.
If you would like to ask a question, please press star 1 on your telephone keypad. That's star 1 to ask a question. We will pause for one moment to allow everyone to signal. Again, that is star 1. As a reminder, it is star 1 to ask a question. There are no questions at this time.
Thank you, Margaret. Well, if there are no questions, then I would like to thank the gentleman from Qatar Cinema and Film Distribution Company, Mr. Abdul Rahman Najdi, Mr. Jamal Al-Din Banna, Mr. Wala Al-Sayed, for the presentation. Thank you again, and please stay safe. And that would conclude the call for today. Goodbye.
Thank you. That concludes today's conference. Thank you for your participation, ladies and gentlemen. You may now disconnect.